Welcome to the Deep Dive. We've sifted through a huge pile of recent cyber intel for you, and we're here to pull out what's critical.
That's right. And today, it really boils down to two sort of competing forces.
Which are?
Well, on one hand, you have these incredibly sophisticated, almost industrial-scale cybercrime operations.
Okay. And the other?
And then you have failures on the defender side. Sometimes it's complex system failures, but often it's, well, it's basic stuff, forgetting to patch.
Yeah, the fundamentals. And the scale we're covering today is pretty staggering, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking, you know, billion-dollar criminal enterprises, critical systems down for like 14 hours.
Yeah, nearly 9 million attack attempts blocked against one type of vulnerability in just 2 days.
Yeah.
Huge numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, let's dive in.
Right. So let's start with that organized crime piece. There's this group, the China-linked Smishing Triad.
Smishing Triad, got it.
Since just the start of this year, January 2024, they're linked to over 194,000 malicious domains.
Wow, 194,000.
And the money is just staggering. Estimates are over $1 billion in profit over the last 3 years.
$1 billion from phishing texts. That sounds less like a hacking group and more like a corporation.
It basically is. It's structured as phishing as a service, phase, specialized roles.
Like what?
You've got people selling the domains, others brokering the stolen data, dedicated spammers pushing out the messages. It's a whole supply chain.
And how do they operate at that scale without getting shut down instantly? 194,000 domains seems like a lot to manage.
They use rapid churn. Speed. Our sources show something like 71.3% of their active domains. They last less than a week.
Less than a week.
Exactly. It makes automated blocking really, really difficult. They're just too fast.
Okay, so that's the how. But how do they actually hook people? We saw something about YouTube, the Ghost Network.
Yeah, that's a different campaign, but similar principle. Weaponizing trust. They compromised over 3,000 YouTube channels.
Not small channels either, right? These had real views, real likes.
Exactly. Channels people already trusted. And they use them to push, you know, fake downloads, pirated software, Roblox cheats, that kind of thing.
Seems almost low tech compared to the face setup.
It is, but it works because hidden inside those downloads are stealers. Malware like Luma or Radamanthes.
And those just grab everything. Passwords, crypto wallets.
Pretty much. Browser credentials, stored payment info, the works. We also saw Red Tiger doing similar things, but more targeted.
Red Tiger.
Yeah, it's an open source info stealer kit. This specific campaign seemed compiled to go after Discord users, especially in France.
Stealing Discord tokens, payment details.
Right. And it uses anti-sandbox tricks, too, like spawning hundreds of fake processes to try and confuse analysis tools.
So complex backends, sophisticated stealers, but often relying on, well, people clicking dodgy links or not updating things.
Which brings us neatly to the other major theme, infrastructure vulnerabilities. Sometimes it's not about sophisticated attacks, it's just neglect.
Like the WordPress situation.
Yep.
What was it? 8.7 million attack attempts blocked?
Mm. In just 2 days, yeah. They were hitting critical remote code execution flaws, RCEs, and a couple of popular plugins. Gutenkit and Hunk Companion.
RCE, that means they could basically take over the website, right? Run their own code.
Exactly. Full control. And the really galling part?
Let me guess. Patches were available.
Almost a year ago, fixes were out for nearly 12 months, and millions of sites just hadn't updated.
That's, wow, operational neglect is the right term. And it's not just websites, right? We saw critical server stuff too, WSUS.
Yeah, the Windows Server Update Service. Microsoft pushed out emergency out-of-band patches for a critical RCE flaw there. That's CVE-2025-59287.
And a proof-of-concept exploit is already out there.
It is. And worse, it looks potentially wormable.
Wormable meaning it could spread by itself between vulnerable servers.
Potentially, yes. Which is why patching WSUS immediately is, well, absolutely critical for any organization using it.
Okay, so we have organized attackers and we have basic neglect. But then there's the third category.
Okay.
Just things breaking. The AWS outage.
Right. The big one in US East 1. Almost 14 hours of downtime. And crucially, this wasn't an attack.
No hackers involved.
No. It was an internal issue. A really subtle bug, a race condition in the system that manages DNS for DynamoDB.
A race condition.
Right.
That's when two processes conflict in timing, right?
Sort of, yeah. Two operations trying to modify the same data and the timing goes wrong. In this case, the outcome was catastrophic. It accidentally deleted all the IP addresses for the regional DynamoDB endpoint.
It deleted All of them.
All of them. Which meant nothing could resolve the DNS name for DynamoDB in that region, causing this massive cascading failure. Like, pulling one wrong plug and the whole system goes dark.
So it really is a constant battle, isn't it? You're fighting these super organized criminal groups, and you're fighting basic human error like misc patches, and you're fighting subtle bugs in your own complex systems.
That sums it up pretty well, but, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. There's a flip side. Look at Coon and Tuan Ireland recently.
Right, where the good guys win for a change.
Exactly. Security researchers earn over $1 million finding 73 zero-day vulnerabilities in brand new products. Think Samsung Galaxy S25 smart home devices.
And the key there is responsible disclosure, right?
Right.
They find the flaws, tell the vendors privately, and get them fixed before criminals can exploit them.
Precisely. It forces proactive patching.
Okay, so that brings us to the final thought for you, the listener. We've seen massive companies taken down by a tiny DNS bug deleting data, and millions of websites vulnerable because of year-old patches.
So the question is, what specific part of your own digital life, whether it's personal stuff or work systems,
what part are you perhaps critically neglecting right now? Something to think about.